Good evening. Tonight is the November 1st meeting of the Citizen Review Committee. The time is 5:34 p.m. I am Yume Delgado, current vice chair of the CRC and acting chair following the resignation of Candace Avalos as chair. We have a fairly short agenda tonight, so we'll try and get through it quickly. I know some of you are coming straight from the today's city council meeting. Why don't we get started here with I'm looking through Candace's notes here. I don't think we have an appeal tonight. So why don't we start just with introductions? I'm just going to go in order of who I can see. Mike, Greg, and Jessica. And then we'll do Kelsey, Kira, and David.
All right. Hi, everyone. Mike Walsh. He is him. I'm a CRC member, community member.
Hi. Greg Griffin, North Portland. CRC member and he, him pronouns.
Good evening, Jessica Katz. So she, her pronouns. I am coming from Northeast Portland and I'm a Citizen Review Committee member. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Lloyd. I'm the Deputy Director of IPR and I use she, her pronouns.
Hi, David. Okay, go ahead. I think it's you first, so.
Hi, I'm Kira Pappas. I am a CRC member.
I'm David Nguyen. I work for IPR. He, him pronoun.
Thank you, everyone. I think we only have two people in the audience tonight, but feel free to introduce yourselves in the chat. Let's see here. Okay, so first on the agenda, we have the approval of minutes from the October 4th meeting. I have one minor correction, David, if I can make that here. My first statement on page 7, I believe it is, let's see here. It should be spelled cribbing, C-R-I-B-B-I-N-G, as in we were cribbing from the notes of the League of Women Voters.
Okay, I will make that correction.
Okay. Any other changes, or would someone like to move that we accept the minutes as amended?
I move to amend the minutes as amended.
Okay, I will second. And David said that for the minutes, we can actually just do a voice vote. So I will call all in favor, all opposed, and all abstaining. And if it seems like we have, there aren't very many of us tonight, so I think we can get through it. But if we have a dispute, then we'll go back and call the roll. So with that, with one amendment, all in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? And no abstentions. All right. So the measure passes. All right. Next up, I believe we have the director's report. Kelsey, would you like to present for us?
Yeah, thanks. I'm filling in for Ross today. And I just have a brief update from the director's report. Which is on body-worn cameras. That pilot project has ended, and it ended on October 19th. And so the Bureau has to stop all use of cameras, return the equipment, from what I understand. And they will be using the next few weeks for the evaluation process. And then the procurement process, if they decide to go forward with the vendor, is going to take several months. And during that time, obviously, the cameras will not be in use. The full implementation will have to happen after all of those, that whole procurement process is done and the negotiations are done. So we did have some cases, I think that was in the last month's director's report, that did use body-worn cameras. And so we've been able to get access to those, and we anticipate or we are told that we'll still have access to any videos. So if complaints come in from that pilot period, any videos will still be able to access for any of our complaints. So that's the main update. Any questions from anybody about that project or anything else in the report?
No, I think that's it, Kelsey. We'll have, I'll have some questions about recruitment here, but we've got that on the agenda, so we'll get into that later this evening. Moving on to the chairs or the acting chairs report. We obviously, as we touched on in our last meeting, are going through a period of transition. We have had now, I believe, 4 resignations from the CRC. Sylvan, I believe, resigned prior to the October meeting. They had taken a leave of absence earlier this summer, so I don't think that came as a total surprise. Candace obviously stepped down at the meeting, as did Vadim. And then Taylor Snell has also resigned because he is moving to the United Kingdom. So we wish him the best of luck there. Also, I believe Julie Falk has not resigned, but she has signaled her intent not to be reappointed at the end of her term, and will probably be stepping down if and when her successor is nominated. So we have 5 openings on the CRC to try and fill. That also means that we have just narrowly enough people to meet quorum. So if any 2 people, or if more than 2 people can't be present for a meeting, we will not have quorum. So that's something that we need to keep in mind. I know all of you have been doing really great work keeping our PRB poll staffed, and we're going to need to rely on you in the same capacity should we get an appeal, which may come up. I guess, Kelsey, that is my only one question. Do we have an appeal for December, or one anticipated for January at this juncture?
Not right now, no.
Okay. So likely, if let's continue to keep the first Wednesday available, we likely will have at least one appeal in the next 6 months or so, if not sooner. So we want to make sure that we're available for that. If we do not have an appeal in December, and there are no other agenda items, we will likely cancel that meeting just because of the holidays. So we will send out a notification once that determination has been made. Elsewhere in the city, I think Candace and I did meet with Mayor Wheeler one last time before she stepped down. Nothing notable to report there. Obviously, the city is very much involved with the transition to the new form of government, and they are still vetting the proposal by the Police Accountability Commission for the new Police Accountability Board. I believe that their target was 60 days from presentation, which would put us right around Thanksgiving. So I suspect we'll be hearing some proposed amendments to that proposal in the very near future. Any questions on the director's report or the chair's report before we move into new business? Okay. So that brings us into new business. The first item of business is a special election to replace the chair. So this will only be for the remainder of Candace's term, which would be until, I believe, April of this coming year, and then we'll have normal elections as scheduled. I announced my intention to run for that office at the prior meeting. So if I were elected, that would cause a vacancy in the post of vice chair, which we can then move to fill. If someone else is elected, then I just keep doing what I'm doing. So I will open the floor up to nominations. If anyone has any questions about the role before we do that, please let me know. Otherwise, I will open the floor to nominations. If anyone else would like to nominate someone or put their name in for consideration. Okay. Greg, you want to do it?
Oh, that was not meant like that. It was I nominate Yumi.
I second if that's what we're doing next.
All right. Thank you. If there are no other nominations, I think this will be a fairly short campaign season, but I will just say that obviously we are hopefully in the home stretch, but it's a long one, right? We have another probably year or two before the new system of accountability is put into place. There's going to be a lot of transition work in the months to come. And there's still a very heavy caseload. I think we're going to see more appeals as we get closer to the process, as people perhaps try and start to engage more with the system. We still have a very high caseload of PRBs to get through as well. So this is a time where we are marshaling our efforts. We are really focused on making sure that we're properly staffed, that we're recruiting actively, and that, you know, as chair, my goal would be to make sure that the the four of you and the other two members who are not with us tonight have the resources that they need to do this very, very important work. That's my number one priority. So, hopefully you vote for me and looking forward to doing this work if so. So with a move and a second, then we will put it up for a vote. Bear with me for 1 second while I get the ballot up here. All right. Greg.
Aye.
Jessica.
Aye.
Kira.
Aye.
Mike.
Aye.
And I will vote for myself, although a challenging role. Well, thank you very much. Happy to be doing this work here. That does create a vacancy for the post of vice chair. And I think we have two options for that. If anyone would like to put their name forward as a candidate, we can move on to having that special election immediately. If you want to nominate someone else, if no one is comfortable making that determination tonight, we can postpone that election to our January meeting. And I will. Greg?
I'll help you, Yumi.
All right. So I will second Greg's nomination. Just as a reminder, this will be again through the end of the current term. So this would be through April. So it's not a long commitment, but it's an important one. You know, if I'm not available or if anything happens to me, then we have continuity of leadership. As Dan Hint pointed out, we will then have to elect a recorder, which we will do here in just a second. Any other nominations for vice chair? No? Okay. Let's call the roll. I'm Delgado's first on the list here, so I will vote aye. Greg?
Aye.
All right. Jessica?
Aye.
Kira?
Aye.
And Mike?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So, Greg, congratulations. Thank you for agreeing to serve and take a promotion here to vice chair. And then that, as Dan pointed out, creates a vacancy for the office of recorder, which is responsible for, keeping track of public comment time and whatnot. Would anyone like to volunteer to serve in that capacity, or would anyone like to nominate someone?
And nominate Kira. Kira, would you be interested?
Remind me of what you've been doing, Greg.
basically, it's just timing when people are talking at the end of the meeting and putting things in the park for later discussion.
Sure, I'll do it.
I will second that nomination. So thank you, Karen. All right, any other last call for nominations for recorder? All right, we'll call the roll one last time here. Delgado votes aye. Greg?
Aye.
Jessica?
Aye.
Kira?
Aye.
And Mike?
Aye.
All right. Well, congratulations to our completely revamped slate of officers. Thank you, Greg and Kira, for serving. And Jessica and Mike, congratulations. You are off the hook, at least for now. All right. So that concludes the special election for officers. I'm going to just combine these two, the next two items of business. So like I said, realistically, we probably will not meet in December unless there's a pressing change. City Council, if they come back with something that we need to discuss as it pertains to the new Police Accountability Commission, or if we have an appeal, then we will meet in December. But if there's no agenda, then we will, having satisfied our quarterly obligation, if Coco's listening, we will resume in January. When we resume in January, there are two things that are sort of at the forefront of my agenda. One is recruitment And I guess I will pose that question to David and Kelsey in terms of where we're at with starting to open up nominations and do that recruiting process. I know that there is a larger push, but it might be good for us to start at least giving people the opportunity to apply as soon as possible, because even if we could get one or two people in, that would solve some of our quorum issues. So where are we at with that?
I would say right now I think there were some folks who had applied for other volunteer boards through the community safety division, they were going to pass along those names to us to see if we could reach out to them and find out if they were interested in maybe serving on the CRC, folks that have already sort of expressed interest in, you know, police accountability or that kind of work. So we're going to start with those folks and see if we could do something more quickly with that group, and then do a wider recruitment for more people to serve, just so that we have options to choose from if only a couple of those folks from the other list are interested. So that's sort of our strategy right now, and we're just waiting for that information from Community Safety Division. Oh, and David is saying he's already reached out to those folks. So and so that we're going to start there and, like I said, try to expand from that. Oh, you're on mute. You may.
Thank you. Do we know when the broader recruitment push will start?
I don't know if we have a date set for that yet. I think we were going to start here and see how many positions we would be needing to recruit for, how widely we need to spread the word. That being said, if anybody in this meeting tonight knows someone who might be interested, feel free to refer them to us and we can get them an application. Certainly spread the word that the recruitment is open, and we'll do some more wider outreach from here.
Okay. So definitely, if you know someone who's maybe expressed interest in the work that you're doing, please point them in our direction. I believe the current requirement is that you live, work, play, or worship within the city of Portland. So that definitely is a pretty broad pool of candidates, as long as they have a commitment to doing the work of the city and upholding the city charter. So please keep that in mind. Please make sure that you put feelers out to people in your communities, and obviously as the public facing resources become available, we'll make sure to get those out to you as well. As far as work groups go, we have stood down both the transition past and future work groups, having completed that report. My intention is to try and stand up a new work group probably in January, once we have a better sense of what our staffing is going to be like, that is more focused on working with the new accountability commission or the new oversight board to manage that transition and make sure that there are open lines of communication that where we are understanding what is going on with that. I don't think that would need to meet monthly. It could probably meet quarterly. But right now, since we don't know who's going where in terms of staffing, I think it probably makes sense to delay that decision until we have a few more people on the CRC. So we will have a deeper conversation about that in January. Hopefully by then we'll know a lot more about what's coming next with regards to the new accountability board. At that juncture, we can revisit recurring audit as well, if we need to shuffle some people around to that. So definitely on the agenda, but probably something that we will tackle in the new year. Any questions on recruiting or on the work groups? And obviously, if there's a work group that you think we should stand up, crowd control obviously was one of our longer running ones, or crowd control use of force. At this juncture, I personally don't see, an agenda for that organization to bring them back. But that can definitely change, and we will remain dynamic to whatever the environment is. Right now, though, given our staffing, I think my goal is to make sure that you have as much bandwidth as possible for PRBs and for appeal hearings. And so I don't want to make anybody do busy work if we can avoid it. All right, moving on. Do any CRC members have new or old business to bring to the attention of the group? Okay. All right. We covered work group updates. So I think that brings us finally to public comment. So tonight we have, I guess the chat wasn't fully open. So Samir and Dan are both with us tonight. Would either of you like to make public comment? All right. Dan, why don't you go first?
Yes. Thank you. I was having somebody was trying to unmute my computer, and my audio is on my phone. So good evening. Dan Handelman, he, him pronouns. I'm with Portland Cop Watch. I appreciate that you're continuing to meet. It's very important that you do this work and keep going until the new board's in place. There was a meeting of City Council that I left early to come here, but before I left, they voted to put in the city's new organizational chart that the new oversight system will be in the bucket of public safety under this. There are going to be like five or six deputy city administrators, and they're putting it in the same bucket with the police bureau. And one of the things that's really important about IPR is that until it was cut loose from the auditor's office, it was not in the same place as the police bureau. And now it's independent, and it's not in the same place as the police bureau. So I think it's going to cause some problems down the line to have the same deputy city administrator oversee the police bureau and the new oversight board. So if CRC is interested in weighing in on that issue, it was just a resolution that was passed today. It's not written in stone yet. So I would appreciate if you would let city council know if you think that there should be more independence between the police bureau and the new oversight system. On that note, as you're trying to recruit new people, my recollection, and you may correct me, or Chair Delgado, sorry, can correct me if I'm wrong, that it was kind of stated that the people who are on the CRC will have a leg up in applying for the new oversight system because they'll already be trained and go through the background checks and stuff. So that might be a good selling point for people who might want to join your group while it's still around. I should also point out, and I'm going to put something in the chat here, the quorum for your group is actually six people. It's only five people when you're holding hearings, and that was done because there was a huge – oh, I've copied and pasted the wrong piece of text. Excuse me. I'll get the right one in a second. But the point is that you're supposed to have six people to vote on things, and I don't want to have you undo the stuff you already did tonight. I'm not trying to challenge what happened. But my point really is to push for what I've been pushing for the PCCP and for the PAC and for the new oversight board, that there should be a sliding scale quorum so that when you're in a position like you are now, where you're down by five members, that you don't have to have five members show up just so you can have a meeting, or six to vote on anything. You really should have a sliding scale. So think about that. The IPR director was asked to bring the annual report forward at the September meeting to bring it in October. He said he'd look into it. Didn't come in October, didn't come this month, and now you're not going to have a meeting theoretically in December, so I don't know when that report will be presented to you, but I hope it will be. I'm not really sure what holidays are going on December 6th that will cause you to delay that meeting, but I think I get the gist of what you're getting at with delaying that meeting. It was a little confusing when the term staffing was used, when I think there was I think what you're referring to is how many members of the CRC there are. Finally, the director's report, there were, four pages of the report that weren't even referred to. And one of the ones on pages two and three is the monthly report about the shootings that have happened. And I keep asking the IPR staff to explain what the different stages are. And I don't, still, after 30 years doing this, I don't understand what they all mean. And I wonder if any CRC member can explain to me what the different stages mean on that part. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. You raised a couple of points there. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to cover all of them at this juncture in the evening, just because I may have missed a couple. Before I forget, Kelsey, do we have I mean, I think I've learned what most of these levels mean by process of elimination, but do we have a little key or something that we could provide on the status tracker here?
You can ask Ross about that. Yeah. And I think generally they're different stage. Each of these indicates an investigation that is open at a different stage. And I'd be happy to talk to Ross about making that change on the report in the future.
Okay. With regards to Dan's other point about staffing, yes, you are correct. I meant to say staffing of the CRC, or in other words, actual voting members. Looking at your quorum thing, just to read it into the record, it looks like an adoption or amendment of rules, procedures, or protocols requires a higher quorum of 6 members. So we don't have to reelect everyone at the next meeting. We did have a quorum for the purposes of tonight's meeting and hearings. But Dan does raise a good point that we have a especially lowered threshold, which is responsive to the fact that CRC has traditionally had some staffing or some person power issues. And we will need to continue to be cognizant of that. As long as I've been on the CRC, I think we have often taken December off. And I am inclined to do that just in light of the fact that I know that we have quite a few PRBs coming up that we're asking people to serve on. I don't want to overload people. But if people feel differently, we can definitely have a December meeting. And then I think there was one other thing that Dan mentioned. Oh, with regards to the PACs or the PAC recommendation and where the future board will be cited. I did hear Dan's comment on that. Dan, maybe in the chat, can you refresh my memory? Where were you suggesting that the new board be headquartered, since it notionally has to go under a chair or a assistant city administrator? Operations, that's right. So I think the only difficulty with CRC weighing in on that officially is that we would have to draft a statement probably tonight. So if people want to sort of pause public comment and reopen that, I'm happy to do so. I would entertain a motion to do so, but really is dependent on the appetite of the members. Okay. All right. Moving on with public comment, I think Samir, you had your hand up as well, correct?
Yeah, I did. And Samir Canal, he, him pronouns, advisory boards and commissions manager for the Community Safety Division. I was going to basically give the first part of Dan's comment on what the council voted on, not commenting on his commentary, but just on the fact that the council did amend the proposal to move that up, because I thought it was relevant to your report you made. But since Dan has already covered that, the only thing I'll add is that we are happy to help with recruitment as well, and have got some best practices around how to do that we'd be happy to share as well. And so now that there's a little bit of capacity to help with that, especially as it relates to those who've applied for other groups in the past, be happy to help with that, and look forward to supporting CRC going forward with their membership. Thanks.
Thanks, Samir. Kelsey, can we maybe have a meeting with CRC leadership and CSC and see if we can get something in the works, or can IPR take on that task?
Yeah, let me talk to Ross. I know that Ross has met with folks from CSD already, and I'm filling in for him today, so we didn't discuss kind of where they're at with those conversations as it is, but I'd be happy to talk with him about involving y'all and connecting the group of us to talk about recruitment. So I'll add that to my list of items.
Sorry, we're putting you on the spot tonight.
Hey, no, that's okay. Yeah, Ross is out sick today, so just trying to pitch in.
Okay. Yeah, Dan, I don't think, Kara, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there was a recurring audit meeting this month, correct? So, yeah, if it's something that can be tackled in January, I'm happy to put it on the put the placement issue up for further discussion on the January agenda. I also think that we'll probably have a much better sense of how that process is shaping up by then. So I will put that on my list of things to take a look at when we meet in January. Samir and Dan, thank you both for your comments this evening. Any other business before we adjourn? All right. Well, again, thank you all for helping us meet quorum tonight. And thank you to Greg and Kara for stepping into your new roles. The time is 6:05. This meeting is adjourned, and we will see you at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Yumi.